November 8th, 2018, public hearing on the 2019 budget at 6 o'clock. Ready?
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the public hearing for the preliminary budget for 2019. As everyone knows, we're required by law to hold a public hearing and close the public hearing before we can move on to adopt the budget. This year's budget will... We'll come in with appropriations at just over $9.4 million, and we anticipate revenues of $6.2 million. And we'll be utilizing fund balance across the various funds for a total of $1.124 million. The tax rate will increase nominally, it's essentially flat, by one cent per $1,000 assessed value, so that will equate to essentially $2 on a $200,000 assessed home. Some of the key items in the budget that we have appropriated funding for this year include $45,000 for economic development. If you recall, last year we also earmarked significant funding for economic development. We scaled it back a little bit this year because much of the work that we funded through the economic development monies was done for sewer, and we've moved on from that. Some key items in the from the first responder standpoint, we increased funding nearly a total of over 50% over and above what we increased funding for first responders in 2018. For the fire company, they are under a new mandate where they have to provide cancer insurance for their members, and there's a five-year look back. Which had, I don't know if it's unintended or intended consequences, but volunteer fire companies across the state are mandated to pay for that coverage. And in conversations with the fire company, they indicated that maybe an additional up to $10,000 in costs for the 2019 budget year. Upon hearing that, the town board modified its budget to include up to an additional $10,000 in funding to cover that insurance requirement. Also along those lines, for the emergency squad, in addition to the 2% allocation that we did in increased funding for the contract, the board agreed to earmark an additional $10,000 in a reserve fund for construction of their proposed expansion. However, that will not be accessible to them until they're actually moving forward. And I think the board's intention was to keep rolling over that funding for a maximum of 5 years. Obviously, we can change that as we move forward, but that was a discussion that we had as part of this year's budget workshop. This year we used a little bit more in fund balance than we had last year, but that was a direct result of an audit that was done on the town board fiscal years for 2016-2017. And they had recommendations, and one of the key findings that they had as a result of the controller's audit was that the town should be utilizing more fund balance. And so that was something that we did in the structure of this year's budget. Again, this year's budget maintains elimination of the fire protection tax, and we still do not have, though we once did, a highway tax, and we were able to keep moving forward financially with the highway department by utilizing sales tax funding to cover those costs. So from a revenue standpoint, we have estimated conservatively on what we'll be receiving for sales tax. We think we're in very good shape. Even though we have used a little bit more fund balance, recommendation of the controller's office, we believe that we have opportunity to replace some of that fund balance that we're using to structure this budget as we move through the 2019 year with additional sales tax revenue. It's a slippery slope if we continue to structure budgets that rely so heavily on sales tax, and that's why we're so conservative in estimating the revenue that we'll be taking in from sales and accounting. In addition to utilizing some of the general fund fund balances, we actually utilize fund balances out of water districts 1, 4, and 6. That was a result of having rather high fund balances in some of those funds, and the controller wanting to see us utilize some of that revenue to assist the users in those districts.
I think that's all I have for the key item. In addition to our paving, I don't have that number. Do you have a number for paving this year?
About 4 miles?
I'm in total dollar amount.
Oh, I just think in miles.
Yeah. Oh, I've got it right here. So, obviously, some of the big ticket items that the town incurs expenses for are in the highway department. And so this year, the town board agreed to the highway superintendent's request to purchase a brand-new one-ton 4x4 with a truck and plow at a cost of $51,842. They have another dump truck that's in repair that needs an engine, I think a new engine for it. And we had looked at the possibility of replacing that truck on this year's budget, but the cost would have been $109,000. The board felt that it was more cost-effective to do the repair. And it was around $16,500. But upon review of end-of-the-year funding that remained in the highway department, we saw that we had enough revenue as a result of sales of older equipment down there in this budget here where we can pay for it in the 2018 budget. So we have taken that off budget for 2019 and we'll be doing that repair this year. And I think you adopted a resolution at the last board meeting to do that. Small tools. The town board was in agreement with the highway superintendent to purchase a plasma cutter for the garage at a cost of $2,800. And also a $50,000 service jack at a cost of $1,800 because at the present time, there's no equipment that they have a flat outside the garage with the lowdown to be able to change up tires, and this jack will accomplish that need. We had a choice of either to purchase a new box van or a used one. A new one would have cost the town $98,390, and the board felt that at this time it would be more financially advantageous if we went for the cost of the used one at $35,000. The town board also agreed to all the equipment repairs that were submitted to the town board. We know that we're going to have to do boiler work at the new highway garage, and we had an estimate at the time of constructing a budget of around $15,000, so the board has allocated $16,200 for building repairs at highway, so that should cover that. Some of the big projects that highway will be undertaking this year will be a feeder road complete culvert replacement. The estimated cost on that is $284,230, and the board was in agreement in funding that request. Also, if you recall, we had an issue, ongoing issue, that was over many years. I think it was in effect well before everybody, except for maybe me, who was on the board at Palmerton Heights, where paving wasn't done that should have been done. And the board took action to call a note, and so we received $200,000 for probably a $400,000 project at this point in time because so many years had elapsed. The estimated cost for, at today's prices, for completion of the paving there is $325,200. So we will draw on the $200,000 that we took in, and the board allocated an additional $125,200 to complete that work. Total cost for paving next year, which will include the following roads: Elmwood Drive, Nolan Road, Iris Avenue, Azalea Court, Sherrill Drive, Spire Pines Development on Evergreen Lane, Cedar Lane, Boston Lane, and about 6,900 feet of Old Saratoga Road. Total cost for those overlays will be $327,835. And the board was in agreement to fund all those projects. And then we had an additional $12,000 included in the budget to perform shimming townwide. And that's pretty much the highway. As far as new positions, the town town board has allocated funding. Doesn't mean that we'll move forward with it, for a shared position in the supervisor's office. And we had discussions that position would be utilized to assist with payroll, also help with some of our recreation needs, and possibly grant writing. All rolled into that position. So we'll have conversations on that in the new fiscal year as we move into 2019. But we've got the money there so that we have that option. And that is the budget in a nutshell. So this is a public hearing, and I want to take this at this point in time, take the opportunity to open it up to the public for comments. I know that the public is well aware that the role is for the public to speak, and we will take any comments under advisement. The board does retain the legal right to increase the budget, but we can not increase it any more than 10%. And I think at this point in time, the board is pretty comfortable with the total level of spending that we have in this budget. So with that, we have by resolution the organizational meeting, a 5-minute time limit for the initial discussion or comments to the board. And after everyone's had an opportunity to speak, we'll continue to keep going back for additional 5-minute increments until everyone has had their comments recorded on record. So with that, who would like to address the board?
If you might be okay, I'll sit here. It'll be easier to read my notes. I would like some dialogue back, but I understand that's not the rules. But questions that I have to ask the board is on the firemen, and as you were discussing for your talk, how many firemen are involved in the cancer? That should be a number that should be known by the board. I also think the fire squad is underfunded. I think we should consider they're very handicapped with the, and I think we have funds for them. Two, the Morrow squad, I think that is still an organization that needs better scrutiny. The third is sewer district number one. I understand we have a nice fund balance. It's also a district, a lot of the infrastructure was built in the 50s, and by reducing the fund balance, which I think we should be considering fixing, especially where Ferry Boulevard is and along Grant Road in there, that we might start considering before it becomes a problem, before it becomes expensive. I think that was a mistake on that part. I'd be curious to know how much we're spending $9.4 million this year, how much we spent last year, and it's been going up steadily. So the town spends more money. That's the truth, not the tax rate, but we spend more money, and that's coming from the sales tax. I'd be curious to know where a person from the public would know where the town sales tax numbers are and when it's projected. If you could maybe say that at the end of the evening, that'd be a great time. I'd like to know the kind of number. And also, we also depended on mortgage tax. I'd want to know how that's reported to the public, how we can see that number. We have to go to the assessor or the supervisor. That'd be a good idea what's going on in the town. That'd be a good indicating of our revenues as well as the tax rate. We live in Saratoga County. Saratoga County, if I don't think I'm speaking falsely, has the lowest property tax in the state of New York. And that $400,000 that we're giving back, and we haven't given back anywhere from $400,000 to $900,000 over the last 10, 12, 14 years, I would rather see that spent better in our town than going to the county. Why? The county is already doing a wonderful job keeping the tax rate down. And yes, I do understand that the excess money, if we would put in, would benefit the village, but the village would better benefit the fire squad. We could put more money into the paving of our roads. I think we have a tendency of doing roughly 3 miles a year. Maybe it's gone up a little bit. That's based on almost 90 miles of roads. That's 3 miles per year. If every road gets repaired every 30 years, which I think is a little excessive, then the reserve fund, I'd like to know what our total reserve fund is after today's budget numbers. That would be a good number of where that's done. And of course, there are probably a few more questions that I don't have written down. Give me pause. Let somebody else speak first. I think you've got the public down so that you're not being disrupted, that the public should be able to have a dialogue with the board. I think it's silly that we don't have that anymore. We have to. They're not out of that list.
So, as I indicated, this is a public hearing. It's the prerogative of the board. Any board member can speak, address, ask questions. It's not a rule by any means. I was careful when I took office because there's such dysfunction at every single board meeting, and there have been for multiple years, that I thought it was important to get the quorum back in place so that this legislative body could actually do people's business. And I think it's been working well, but it's not to say that any board member cannot, return answers to any questions from the public. There's no rule on that. I'm being respectful of the role of this meeting. But I will offer, you do have some pointed questions that some of them I know the answers to, some of them I don't. And I'd be happy to go down through the list and let you know what I know about them. The first question you asked was about the number of firemen that would be involved. We had a conversation when the fire company was with us during the workshop. I think that question was asked, and at that time they didn't have a hard number. It was an estimate. And the reason they didn't have a hard number was because of the 5-year look back. Some people were members at the time, some aren't. Some are new members now. You know, I can reach out to them and see if they have a more active number. That's why when we agreed to the additional funding to cover the mandate, we're careful to quantify it as up to $10,000. We didn't say they're going to get $10,000 if it costs them less. So that's where we are on that. You will have an opportunity to speak in greater detail in the Rural Emergency Squad as their public hearing on their contract. So I appreciate your comments on that. Sewer District 1 infrastructure, there's no question we have old piping ground. And yes, we have fund balances, whether sewer, water. Some are higher than others, some are more healthy than others. If the town receives approval for creation of the new sewer, actually the sewer district extension, one of my goals will be, actually twofold, is to take a hard look at consolidation of water districts, because it's an administrative nightmare for town hall to properly allocate expenses across all the different districts. And, if we do have an additional sewer district extension, we also should look at what that entails so that we do have in place a plan for the future where we don't find ourselves behind the curve and have a catastrophic event that we just can't, financially handle. So those are things we'll be looking at in the new year. Sales tax. I think you've been probably every meeting that I've had a conversation about the amount of sales tax that we provide back to the county. This year we are again providing sales tax back to the county, but it's $400,000 this year, and I think that's $100,000 less than what we did last year. So. We're moving in the direction you'd like us to go. Probably not there fast enough. But I think the board is also cognizant of the fact that, we do have citizens on fixed incomes. And, if we're not sending any money back to the county, it effectively results in an increase in the county tax portion of their tax bill, which, I'd rather see a gradual scale down than a huge hit in one year. So, that's why we're at the level that we are today. Reserve funds. I'm not sure what you meant by reserve funds. Was it fund balance?
Yeah.
So we do, the town board does, at the beginning of each, actually it's available to them throughout the year and certainly available to you, does track our total fund balance. It's a little tricky when we're working in current year because we have unallocated funds that, we still have more time left in the year. We're always a little bit behind in where we are with real-time fund balance versus projected. And, for instance, when we started the budget process, we were current as of August 31st of the year. And as you know, we started the budget process in September, October. And, it's really hard to get that number until you get into your first quarter of the following year. And we close out the books on the previous fiscal year, then you have a real number for it. But we do have what the fund balance was on the sheet that the board members have going all the way back to 2010, how it's changed each year. I'd leave anything else.
No. I think you got it. I think you're the only thing that I've got to ask, if you don't mind. I think some of the money, we really need a record. I know you're addressing it this year and you're with the 5-year plan, but I think that's really over the last several years, we really haven't really taken the bull by the horns on that rec department, and that's why you're struggling right now, Supervisor, because it's gotten to that point. And it's been disappointing that it's gotten to this point. I'll just put it to you that as a public comment. And I know you want to address it because you're disappointed too.
Well, thank you. I, I don't think I would characterize it as struggling, but it's a work in progress.
Definitely.
Any other board member any comments?
Thanks for being here.
Well, you're welcome, John.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. This is
the quietest.
It's a credit to the board's ability to get through the budget process in a smooth fashion. Provide one that's acceptable for the public and it's an ignorant community.
Hold on, go to
the county. Did the county tax rate go down this year?
I don't know if we have that yet.
I heard through my sources that it was going to drop a little bit.
I'm
glad we were contributing to that.
Are you talking globally across
the country? Yeah, no, the property sales tax for the county. I heard that it was going to drop. It's not going to be higher than it is. It's going to drop a few, I think, because of sales tax revenue throughout this county.
Great.
This was the easiest budget process we've ever gone through. And it is credit to the way we've done it, how prepared you were. This town board, this is my lucky year with a budget. It's never gone easily. It's never been as easy to understand the direction that you were looking to go in when you did the budget. I can't say enough. Thank you.
Great job. But I've got to get a lot of credit to Cruz because he's the man behind the curtain.
He is.
Oz.
Anything else? So if the board is so inclined, I'm willing to close the public hearing on the budget with the intention of adopting the budget at the next regularly scheduled town board meeting. And then we'll get ahead of the deadline by state law.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Tassel.
Oh, jeez, I did it again. Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. All right, thanks for coming, everyone.
Okay.